And what kind of consequence is this? Asks one. For if Christ has not been raised, it follows that others should not be resurrected either. But if others are not resurrected, how can Christ be resurrected? What reason can there be in this? Since this does not seem quite reasonable, see how he wisely unfolds it, planting his seeds from the very beginning, from the very groundwork of the gospel, that having died for our sins, he was resurrected, and that he is the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For what could he be the first fruits of, except of those who are raised? And how can he be the first fruits, if those of whom he is the first fruits don't rise? How then can they not be raised?